Hello, I'm Gabriel.
I'm Jono.
I am Jack.
And we're Jaguama.
I like revisionist history. So let's get to the points that we already know. Let's see. There was a found painting, and it's a combination of Jono and the painting, and then you change the spelling of Jaguar. Okay, we got through that, right?
Yep.
So we don't have to do that one. And it was by the side of the road, by the way. That Noel Gallagher guy, he likes you.
Yes.
We've gotten that out of the way. Yep. We don't have to talk. You're going to say, what's left? Your Wikipedia is really light. Have you looked at your Wikipedia?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys need to get to work. Your Wikipedia, for those that are trying to cheat and find out about you, you've only got this much Wikipedia. You need this much Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Between the lines, when you read a good book, there's stuff between the lines. There's cool stuff. There's interesting stuff. There's stuff that nobody's asked you yet and that you probably want to tell people. Now, if there isn't, you can lie. But I want you each to tell me something about the band that's actually going to inform people beyond what's out there.
I think the hardest bit that we try and get across, or is hard to come across, is the fact that when we did Come Save Me, at that point, we were completely doing other things.
You weren't a band. You were not a band yet.
And I can't stress how much, the band, if you were to count from our first show ever, is literally about a year old. So a lot of it's overwhelming. I guess one of the reasons why, the truth is that our Wikipedia page is relatively short, is probably to do with the fact that, one, we don't want to spin, and two, we're actually pretty young, so history for us has just begun.
You know what? And everybody has done such a great job of spinning for you.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of good spinners. It's come naturally.
Yeah, we got some spinners.
And that's not a problem for me, but that's what we're going to cover here, is we're going to unspin the spin.
Okay. Rewind it. Unwind it.
Yeah, unwind the rewind.
Unwind the twine.
That's album name number two.
Yeah.
Unwind the rewind.
That's a Cardigan song.
We've covered it. We're done.
Yeah.
Well, just I just added important detail to the painting of the Jaguar. It was actually Angelo Cruzman, who's DJing with us tonight, that came up. He was the one that found the painting on the side of the road, and then he and I shared a studio, and it was on the wall. And when we had to move out of the studio because the lease ran out, that's when he gave the painting to me. And then he later on, like a year later, after Gab and I had done Come Save Me, he was the one that suggested we misspell Jaguar to Jaguar. So he was kind of instrumental in the sort of development of the name of the band.
Well, you know, and T-Rex in Jeepster says, I call you Jaguar if you may be so bold.
Yeah.
So he, you know, so it's an opportunity there.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, one thing that I think was really important at the beginning to us, like, as Gab said, it wasn't a band. It was a collection of tracks that we'd done on the side of being in other bands. And the first film clip is kind of a bunch of silhouettes kind of somewhat playing the song. And the reason we decided for that sort of portrayal is, at the beginning, we kind of wanted it to be this sort of almost imaginary band, like an anonymous band that did, like, there's a drummer in the film clip, but there was no drummer. And it's funny because that mission for anonymity just disappeared so quickly.
It's sad. I'm going to get through this because I said we weren't going to talk about influences.
Well, yeah, I was working on a South African documentary.
Right.
And you know, one of the bonuses of working on that was I was able to go to South Africa and visit a place in Swaziland where I was able to do some field recordings. And some of those atmospheres ended up in a couple of the tracks.
You start composing instrumentals.
Yeah.
At what moment did you say, the field recordings?
That's a good
question.
Where did those
suddenly come into play?
I guess that's off. You know, we generally would start with like a beat or a loop.
Right.
Some of the instrumentals I'd had for, you know, a couple of years. You know, and they were just little ideas that sort of happened on the side of playing in another band. And you know, Come Save Me was one of them. That then when I played it to Gab, he you know, literally as I was playing it to him for the first time, he started singing over it. And I was like, ah, this is what these are missing. It's missing a voice, a singer. And
it became a chant, didn't it, to a certain extent?
More than one. I think Gab was, yeah, kind of almost had a sense of the verse and the chorus and everything as the track was just sort of playing, you know.
Did you know at that moment that you were writing killer hooks? I mean, really killer hooks?
As soon as Gab was singing over it, I was like,
this is whistle stuff. We need to record this, the shower stuff.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah. I think that I feel like I can kind of see melody. I always think of it as landscape. I think that we both sort of think of music quite visually.